USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Multiple locations are reporting injuries as tornadoes rip through the South. The Calhoun County, Alabama Emergency Management Office says at least 5 people have been killed in Ohatchee. In Pelham, Alabama, there's reports of heavy damage.
We got trees and power lines down. It is essential, please, stay off the road so first responders can get in here to help these people.
Public Information Officer Ainsley Allison. Governor Kay Ivey offered condolences to all of those impacted by the storm. The National Weather Service has tornado watches and warnings in effect. During a news conference, President Biden discussed the surge of migrants at the border. He said he's made arrangements to help more children.
Secretary of Defense has just made available Fort Bliss, 5,000 beds. Be immediately available. 5,000 beds in the Texas border.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
The Texas Department of Health says the number of dead from February's winter storm and blackouts is now 111 people, which is nearly double the initial tally. He says most of the deaths were from hypothermia. North Korea state media claims Pyongyang has launched a new tactical guided weapon. The report says Kim Jong-un couldn't be there. Tornado watches are in effect from Mississippi to Illinois. Alabama has been hit with a few big ones. There have been reports of some long track twisters. Tanya Sims says she didn't realize the tornado was there in her hometown of Eagle Point until it had hit.
I had no idea we were under a tornado warning. I got all the animals downstairs just in time. But I thought, that doesn't, you know, we don't have tornadoes.
Police in Pelham say at least 50 homes were damaged. Police in Calhoun County say there have been multiple injuries and at least 5 people have been killed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An Illinois man is looking to break the world's record for the most push-ups on Saturday. With more, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
George Hood is no stranger to world records. The 63-year-old retired Marine holds about a half dozen other fitness records, including longest plank and longest time doing stationary cycling. On Saturday, he will host an outdoor event in Boca Raton, Florida, not only to attempt the record, but raise money for the Wounded Veterans Relief Fund. The record he's trying to break is 2,919. Hood will need to average roughly 50 push-ups per hour to achieve the record. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Los Angeles police came across some trouble as they tried to clear out a homeless camp. USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
Los Angeles police clashed with hundreds of protesters on Wednesday as officers moved in to close Echo Park's massive homeless encampment. The demonstrators, a mix of homeless people and activists, threw bottles and objects at officers who attempted to push them back from the park. Two unlawful assemblies were declared and dispersal orders were issued due to officers being assaulted with rocks, bottles, and smoke bombs. I'm Lance Pry from the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.